2022 is kind of already worse than 2021. And before we start this video, you know how we always joke that we're in a broom closet and it's literally under construction? Well, whenever we go to a four shot on this episode with Sav in it, the audio for some reason switches to where it sounds like we're in a stadium. And I don't know why, and we're very confused. We have to figure this out, but we recorded the episode, and it's so good. So, enjoy.
A love proposal's happening! And she said yes! She said yes! Yo, we need to follow up with some of these couples 9 months from now, you know what I'm saying? That's a show I am so down to host, too. You better hit me up for that one, Ryan. But truly hosting this one is not me.
Gay! It's 2022 and people are still acting like losers. No surprise there. You know, guys, I thought that we were going to start this day possibly good, that 2022 was going to start out better than 2021. Nope, same bullshit, same people. And we're back. I got amazing guests with me today. Megan Nager.
It's Nager. It's Nager. We're going
with Nager.
It's Nager?
It's Nager. It's like the G is like a J, but everyone says it like Nager.
Megan Nager. Hey, people that are annoying, right? N blank G G E R S.
Stop it.
Naggers. People that nag. We've known that. That's a good one. We also have Jorge Ventura, journalist and newly found commentator from The Daily Caller. Welcome to Slightly Offensive.
It's good to be back and a happy new year.
Happy New Year, guys. We are also joined by the lovely and the beautiful Savannah Hernandez, who is here. And she's looking a little green. We're working on the studio, guys. We are working on it. And so we have a lot of things that we still need to figure out, but we are going to get to that in a second. But first, let me give a huge shout out to our sponsor for today, Patriot Mobile. So people make a big deal out of New Year's resolutions, but I want you to commit to one right now. Resolve to do something that will help get this country back on track, like supporting causes and companies that share our values and to love this country. I'm proud to partner with Patriot Mobile, America's only Christian conservative cell phone provider, and want you to as well. They offer a broad nationwide coverage. In fact, they use the same towers as the major carriers, so you get the same great nationwide coverage, plus the peace of mind that your money isn't supporting the left. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget, and their 100% U.S.-based customer support team provides exceptional customer support. More importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, and our veteran and first responder heroes. Go to patriotmobile.com/offensive. That's patriotmobile.com/offensive, or call 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT. Get free activation with their offer code offensive. Veterans and first responders save even more. So make the switch today. Support a company that loves America, loves you, and shares your values. patriotmobile.com/offensive. patriotmobile.com/offensive, or call 972-PATRIOT. That is amazing. On that note, welcome back to Slightly Offensive, the best worst show on Blaze TV, where we always have confetti of color, COC, blasting in people's faces. Megan, you like that?
I really, really love it. I love this.
What about you? Like the COC in your face, George?
I love it. It's getting me a little harder. Yeah.
It is hot.
Okay, guys. So we have a lot of bullshit to talk about today. Obviously, it's been a crazy year. It's already started out. We have, you know, 6 booster shots is the prediction for the year. We're already at the mode where we're practicing injecting infants. When we know that's good, we should start injecting fetuses.
Yes. I think while they're in the mother's womb, you just give them at least 3 or 4 and then...
I think we should inject them in the tips of our penises too. I think we should start. We should start doing that. It probably feels good.
Oh, we have not already been doing that?
Like, I thought that was a thing.
I thought we were already doing it. Yeah.
Okay, but obviously, as you guys saw, we do have some weird stuff, and I'm not excited to talk about this. So I didn't know, though, this year that it was actually common for entire families to take psychiatric medication, that we got feminism, right, which was really helped America, and with feminism we got the development of the casual college whore, which most of us are thankful for. Nobody's more thankful for that than STDs themselves, who are being spread just absolutely liberally. But we also got the free condoms in place at colleges, which is a great addition to society, and we got this new thing called Lexapro and Prozac, which apparently is also being handed out as common as condoms. Let's go ahead and let's watch video one, and I don't know if this is going to scare you about how many people in the room are on psychiatric meds at one party. Let's watch this. Okay, so this is their family's dosages of SSRIs, which are So this is this show. She looks like she would hurt your heart, and she's taking 25 milligrams of Zoloft. Can we get a little round of applause? She's taking 60. Oh, she beat her with 60 milligrams of Prozac, enough to kill a small
horse. The next
horse.
One's like, this is my cousin on fentanyl.
Rest in peace,
blissfully
Floyd.
Numb. Yeah, no.
He's taking 20 milligrams of Prozac, a smidge.
For such a large man.
Oh, not grandma,
no,
too.
No, based grandma. She's raw-dogging it. Grandma knows that it's poison. She knows not to take it.
Yeah.
She's taking 15 milligrams of Lexapro plus some undetermined amount of fentanyl. That dude, her eyes in another direction. Poor woman. This one's taking 20 milligrams of Prozac, 2 milligrams of Ativan, and 20 milligrams of Adderall and 5 milligrams of Ativan. And this one, we're still going.
What?
125
Elijah,
milligrams
is this some white people shit, Elijah? Do you do this? White people be wilding now. This is white people be wilding now.
I really want to talk about this. This is a serious thing.
It's like everyone I know is on them.
Is it really?
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of people.
Most people, you know.
I would say the majority of people who I went to college and high school with.
Really?
And I went to like an intense prep school, and I'd say the majority of them are now on some sort of antidepressant. Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Majority.
Yes.
That's America for you, baby.
Are you guys majority. On any? Are you on anything?
Yes.
Oh.
it's actually really not that bad.
No, literally like me, Megan, Sav, and Elijah before the show, we just ripped some heroin really quick.
We did.
Zoloft.
I don't, but I've taken them. I've been pushed by doctors.
Oh, she likes a party.
I've been pushed. I just, you know, snort some Prozac every morning. No, but I've been pushed by doctors because I would always have bad anxiety. That like you probably could have fixed just normal ways.
It's called alcohol withdrawal.
Exactly. And then they would push these medicines though. Like I had a few years where I've like, they would push like Prozac, Zoloft. Like it was just very normal. Like, oh, I'm going to go get Tylenol or Advil.
And that's it. So you just went to the doctor, told them you had anxiety, and their answer was pills. Take these pills.
Yes.
See, I'm Latino, so we don't have healthcare, so I don't see a doctor. Oh. So we just rolled up joints. That's how we deal with
anxiety. It's crazy because your
anxiety. That's how we deal with my anxiety.
Yeah, and her doctor just gets paid for that. But the last time that a girl told me she was anxious and I gave her a pill, I got arrested. It was in a club.
Elijah.
It was like,
you gotta stop doing that.
I was like, hey, you want to forget everything? Here you go. No. you can't have anxiety when you're passed out.
It's true,
that
though.
Is true.
It's true.
No, but I mean, you're not on anything, right? You probably should be.
No, I should be. I mean, I'm just a couple, gas station dick pills to just get the heart going a little bit.
Me, I'm like, I'm in that horse dewormer, fish tank cleaner madness. No, but like, honestly, it does alarm me a little bit in society how fast we've devolved into thinking that we're progressing, but everyone is depressed, has anxiety problems, and it's the mental health is a real issue.
I was actually seeing a study too, Elijah, like the people who are most depressed right now in America are white women, and that's, I think it's all of the feminist movement, focusing on the careers, pushing off family, girl boss kind of movement, and it seems like they're more unhappy than ever. They were happier back in the 50s when they literally didn't have to work or, you know, just stay home and manage the family.
Aren't you a newly stay-at-home woman? Kind of?
Kind of. Mm. I own a marketing company, so I'm not fully staying at home yet.
But you do want to, kind of.
So I always go back and forth because...
No, I just pushing it on.
It's
like,
so hard. Him and Kezia are like, you're going to stay at home, right? Like, when I have kids, I always said I'll stay at home, but I also get very bored. And I like doing like my own, I like being able to do what I want, I guess. But then also you can do that if you're staying home. So I'm adapting to it more.
Well, and speaking of that, like, you know, obviously women are depressed. And one of the big things I notice is all those women look very, like a lot of them look kind of unhealthy. And our standards for health have gone down.
Yes.
I don't mean they all look fat, but they all look like depressed. Yes. Their eyes have no life in them. It's basically every selfie I've taken in the last 2 years is like similarly, like I've lost my soul, you know? Mm. People talk about missing person reports. What about missing soul reports? Because I lost mine about 2 years ago. And
can we file one of those?
Yeah. No, and then I just realized that blacks commit most of the violent crime.
Happy 2022, guys. We have exchanged.
Good job on Sav getting us out of that pickle right there.
But I was going to say, there's this new thing now. We're going to talk about this, about, you know, fighting COVID and getting healthy and like this idea of what would make people happy. One of the easiest ways to do that is to lose weight. And we are finding out from a health coach now that actually losing weight does not help your health at all, and that people should not focus on getting healthy because it doesn't do anything to make you a healthier person.
You said this is a health coach?
This is a health coach.
Yeah, it probably works for Pfizer or Moderna.
Sponsored by Moderna. Let's go ahead and let's watch video number five.
Literally no research to support that losing weight increases your health. The reduction of adipose tissue specifically increases your risk for type 2 diabetes, heart disease, and things like osteoporosis. People that care about their health don't put their health at risk by engaging in dieting activities. So unless you have a diagnosed medical condition where losing weight is literally the only way that you will get better, losing weight is not healthy. It doesn't benefit your physical health in any way, shape, or form. And when most people say that they're losing weight for health, what they really are talking about is their overall general well-being. And research doesn't support that. Research supports that no matter the body size, if that body is engaging in regular exercise and eating balanced, nutritious meals, they will live longer, happier, healthier lives. Health has absolutely nothing to do with the amount of fat on your body. And people that actually care about their health would stay up to date on that kind of research.
It's like the kind of girl that watches like pimple popping videos. 100%.
She sounds like she has like a board of member, a guy of Pfizer standing on the side, just pointing a gun at her. And she's just like, it's like, hey, sis, blink twice and we'll come. And she's like, yeah, losing weight doesn't help you.
I can't believe that.
Oh my
that.
Gosh. That's I know.
How can you say that with such conviction? Like she really is. Like, do you think she really believes that?
No, there's a board of member of Pfizer right there pointing the gun at her.
That was literally brought to you by Monsanto. It's like this week on McDonald's.com, losing weight does not help you. You know, I'm being honest, though, when I think about this and I really look at the seriousness of this, like this woman is out there spreading genuine medical disinformation.
Yes.
And when we care about medical misinformation, can we just admit that the most misinformed movement is that fat is healthy?
Yes.
Oh, absolutely.
100%.
Absolutely.
It's everywhere, too. It's all over TikTok. Like, the body positivity thing has just gone so extreme. Like, it just went from being like, okay, you don't need to be a size 00 to, okay, let's all be a size 24. And that is healthy. And don't lose weight.
I mean, we need a law where if you're pushing this type of content, just like the meme, straight to jail. Straight to jail.
Dude, the YMCA. Yeah. Like, you not only need exercise, you need some values too. Like honor, respect. To go take a karate. This girl needs a karate class.
Is that Lizzo?
Yeah, that's Lizzo.
Is that Lizzo?
I thought she was a...
That is literally, looks like my poop trying to get out of my colon when I'm constipated. It's like, let me out.
Is that Lizzo? I thought that was the offensive lineman for the 49ers.
It's just like, yuck. Dude, that's the football, dude. Yeah,
that's Tom Brady's lineman. If Tom Brady sees this, he's gonna literally give her a contract.
Sam, there's no way I sent this to you. I didn't send this to you.
Oh, I found this for you. Yeah. Happy New Year, my guys. Oh, happy New Year. I just wanted us to all see what the pinnacle of health in 2022 looks like. So if your body doesn't match this, like clearly, you know, my girl and I.
Yeah, Sav, you guys have some work to do.
Yeah, we do. We really do.
Bulk up. Yeah. Yeah. We are unhealthy.
Yes, Lizzo. What's her name? Lizzo Lyman?
Lizzo.
Okay. First of all, it's like, you know, when you know they're telling you stuff, literally lizard partly is in her name. So we know she's a lizard person. But also too, I'm not into bestiality, but if I had to choose a lizard or Lizzo,
lizard.
I'm going reptilian.
Oh, dude. Reptilian anyway. Sober too. Not even drunk. Yeah, sober. Wow. I don't even need to be drunk. Yeah.
Yeah, like there are some hot, you know, politicians. So I guess if you do want to have sex with a lizard, you have your few options. But I am going to say this. So it's actually alarming to me. People wonder why we talk about fat being unhealthy. Like we have to counter this because the narratives that are out there have become that literally people that are actually dying, like, they are the embodiment of gross and they are dying in front of you. And it's almost a parody to call this health. And people, you know, they just close the gyms in Ontario, I think in Quebec too.
Ontario.
Close the gyms. It's like, it's absolutely a joke. But you told me that El Salvador is being based about fighting COVID.
Yeah, the new president, Nayib Bukele, just actually put out a video yesterday on Twitter where their government is actually promoting exercise and health. It's like, wow, wouldn't it be great if the United States could do something like that? But they can't because they're controlled by big pharma. You know what the United States is doing? They just put out a video recently. The White House is now pushing the vaccines on children. They literally have children having to read these lines and saying, oh, I want to play with my friend Sally now that she's vaccinated. So that's what we're doing. We're pushing propaganda to our fat nation while El Salvador, the small country, is doing it the right way. So fat, you gotta love that.
I think we're moving to El Salvador.
Yeah, I don't know, dude. El Salvadorians, I've seen a lot of
El Salvadorians. They're getting based, dude.
Yeah, but they're big. There's a lot
they're
of fat.
Big? They're getting beige.
Really?
There's a lot of abuelitas. There's a lot of in America. There's a lot of fat El Salvadorians in America. There are.
There are. Yeah.
There's a problem in the Hispanic community with every community with obesity, though. Well, that's
it's, we're, especially here in America. I mean, we're just a fat country that loves its McDonald's.
Yep.
So.
Well, I got to tell you this. So speaking of health, I think a man was denied the McDonald's because he wasn't vaccinated. This is a true story. Can we play video 6? Because this is just absolutely amazing.
All righty. We are at McDonald's in the Big Fashion Mall. And here's what happens. When you want to place your order on this screen over here, the way it works is like this. You click English. And now it says, in order to proceed with the order, you must confirm you have a valid green certificate. It's of your own. So let's say you don't have one. You click don't have. Look at that. It blanks out the screen. So basically, if you don't have a green pass, they will not give you food at McDonald's in Beit Shemesh. Sounds like Nazi Germany. That's where we're at.
So is that Israel? Was that in Israel?
Yeah.
Yep.
To think that the Jews would ever be up to anything malicious like that, that's just it's shocking.
I, as a Jewish woman, it makes me so angry. I think Israel's like on their like fifth or sixth booster. It's ridiculous.
They're on their fourth shot, and Israel has one of like the strictest lockdowns in the world. Yep. They like banned travel from the United States, and their population is like fully vaccinated and boosted. I mean, the majority, if not all of them already. But
and they're all just, getting COVID.
The thing is that, I mean, they are just very obedient to their government. And Dr. Malone mentioned this on the Joe Rogan podcast, where the Jewish community just keeps anything the government says, they'll just do it and do it. I mean, they're already on their
fourth. So you're saying they could be lied to and they would believe it.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, that's crazy. They already are. They already are.
It's crazy.
There's still no data that anyone needs the fourth shot. And, you know, they're the first country to move on that.
I was told any criticism of those people is anti-Semitism.
No comment.
No comment.
No one's talking about this, but on the real note, let's just be real about this.
No,
it's like nobody's talking about the fact that Israel was like the first one behind half of these the cards, the mandates, everything. And they've been like sort of pioneering out of Israel, like as a test subject for the world. And it's very interesting to me too, because like, obviously, like, I don't know if Switzerland's doing any of this stuff where all the banks are, but.
Well, shout out to Disclosed TV on Twitter. They do a great job of breaking a lot of news. And Israel just, according to their data, they just approved the Pfizer shot for 12 to 15 year olds.
Yes.
But there's actually no clinical trials. That's one thing
that's even better.
Yes.
Like, let's just do it. We should even have,
like, we shouldn't even be able to pick which vaccine we want. There should be a mystery box. And like, a roulette where like one of the shots will kill you.
I like that too.
And then it's like, you just choose. Like, one saline, or they're actually, maybe they're all saline. I don't know. But one saline,
see,
and then
fun.
One kills you.
That's
and it's
fun.
Like, and then it's like, you might.
It's exciting.
But it's also neat and nice too, because if you don't like your kids, you can get rid of them.
I like that a lot. I think it's a cool idea.
What if you don't like your teenager? Go get them some shots. like they're making your life hell. Get them injected.
This is horrible. Like I said, just the push to get kids vaccinated is probably one of the weirdest things in the world, just because we still haven't seen any data. California, the state that I'm from, the Golden State, is still, on my knowledge, is still the only state that requires vaccination for kids to go either to public or private school. So shout out to the parents in Los Angeles School Fight District that fought back against those mandates, because after the deadline passed, over 30,000 kids remain unvaccinated, forcing the school district to push it. So there you go, guys. Just a good example that there's strength in numbers when people hold out.
Yeah, and I just want to say this. If the younger we can fight to get kids vaccinated, is probably the right thing. Like, usually I've been read in history books that the people who censor, the people who shut down cities, the people who create caste systems and discriminate and also attack children are usually on the right side of history. So
always.
I'm really, really, really gunning for it. And who would have known that Israel would have been somewhat at the center of this? Because they can do no wrong.
Absolutely.
And because if they did do wrong and you pointed it out, you'd be an anti-Semite.
I feel like I can, because I'm Jewish.
No,
right?
You'd still be an anti-Semite. Yeah,
I would be anti-Semitic.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you would have to get your tefillin and you'd have to do your thing.
Oh,
yeah.
Repent. The thing is I was listening to
sacrifice a lamb or something.
Oh, yeah, sacrifice a lamb. It's Dr. Zelenko. Do you know him, that Israeli doctor?
No.
Okay, so he's spoken out against the vaccines a lot. He calls them like poison shots, basically. But he went and spoke to the board of rabbis, like, who are like the highest up in Israel, and was explaining about the shots. And I watched this like hour video of him speaking to them, and they were just like not receptive at all. They're just like, no, no, like didn't want to hear anything.
What is interesting is last year I went to go cover a protest in Brooklyn, New York of the Hasidic Jews community, and they're completely against mandates and the vaccination. So it's interesting to see. It's interesting to see how they have a way different outlook than people from Israel, Israelis from Israel. So it's just, I think that's a fascinating thing. But yeah. they were standing up against the mandates and shutdowns like in the beginning. And yeah. they were, you know, that's when New York City would go and like lock up their parks and they would just go and, you know, crack those things open. They didn't care. So they're based, dude.
No, true. And before we go any further, I got to tell you guys something awesome. Obviously, you know what's super based is owning firearms. I just had my sister's boyfriend came over from Australia. Kind of was like, I don't really know what it's like to have guns, never been around them. Well, we're not Australia. And look what's happening to those guys because they don't have their guns. But of course, if you have a gun, remember, part of your Second Amendment is not only just having a gun and body armor, it's knowing how to carry your gun and having the right system, which is why I got to talk to you about Northwest Retention. So NWRetention.com, promo code OFFENSIVE, gets you 10% off the best holsters in America. It's all American made. They're all American workers. This is literally not only a small business, you're helping out a family and someone grow, but you're helping yourself out by getting the most stylish holsters. That's a Scout chest holster. Have that. Amazing for if you're running or you're moving around. And I also have the side holster as well that has like a blue Gadsden flag. It's so cool. I love it. Sav also has them as well. And Sav, you love your holster. Look at that.
I do. Great product.
Nice. I'm just always saying you're not going to look.
Yo, is Sav in the Middle East, bro?
It's
<That's laughs> based,
yeah. dude. It looks like
yeah,
it.
Yeah, that's Sav. Sav took it. That's a real
that's
Middle East
Sav
picture.
Guys in the Iraq war committing war crimes on Iraqi yeah. children.
Wow. But not with that gun because she kept her gun safe and holstered in Northwest Retention. Anyway, check them out. You can also get a sling for your rifle or whatever you need. Go to NWRetention.com. Honestly, there's no reason not to get one. They're freaking cool and they have hundreds of customizations for all types of firearms and the finishes are also legendary. Go to NWRetention.com, save 10%, promo code OFFENSIVE, NWRetention.com, promo code OFFENSIVE, 10% off. Can we get a little confetti for that? Because I just love those guys.
And don't forget, guys, you guys could also get 30% off promo code Alec Baldwin.
and it's weird, the holster still comes with a live round in the holster. Dude, this is so weird because we're still working on the room, so there's no sound panel. So I'm having to like, she's like, put it right in front of your mouth. I'm like trying to track. I'm like, this is the weirdest thing. This is not the first time a long black thing has been in front of your face, has it? Or
oh, no, no. That's why I'm so comfortable. It's
He's such a slut. He's got whore in his name.
That is true.
It's not even like, hey, whore. It's like he's such a whore. Whore comes before the hay.
But yeah, what's this thing, yeah, it doesn't faze me. It's, you know,
you
so
love it.
I love it. Yeah. I'm in my comfort zone right now.
So speaking of really good parenting, if you can go to my screen here, Savannah, I don't know if you can check this out. So Samantha Power let us know that she was driving home after a little restorative family time away, but not clear our kids are yet bounding in 2022. So I guess the kids aren't having a good time. It could be because they can't breathe. That could be the start of it. But I do want to say, so Samantha Power is this is her personal account. She's works for the USAID, which as we can go over. Provides development of humanitarian assistance, partnering with countries for safer, more prosperous world. And I don't think I would trust the world's kids with that woman when she has making her kids wear masks inside. If we can go back there, she's making her kids wear masks inside of their own car. I think that's the first time I've seen kids wearing masks inside of a car.
And not only are they wearing masks, I mean, she probably has her kids triple vaxxed.
Oh, for sure.
And this is the thing that, you know, these liberals continue to do 2 years into the pandemic, even there's no science that you need masks in cars, whereas they love to virtual single. They love yep. to put the picture of their kids in masks, or they love to show their five-year-old getting a shot and say, look, I'm such a good person. I'm such, you know, so it's this fake virtual singing once again, but man, I feel bad for those damn kids. Can we have child services come and save them, please? Like, Jesus Christ.
I get so mad when I see little kids in masks. Like the other day we saw this, he looked like he was a year old in a stroller wearing an N95 mask outside. Like, you
really?
Yeah, you don't need that.
I mean, guarantee you she put a mask on her dog.
Somebody
too.
Told me their dog got COVID. Yeah,
see, I knew it. I knew it. These people put masks on their dogs.
It's true. I need a mask on my dog's butthole because he had an accident yesterday and shot some diarrhea out under the rug. And you know what I hear the saddest part, guys? It's just, you don't know about this. So I had a New Year's Eve party, which you did not attend. Ten Savannah, thanks for not attending that. And then somebody like... I don't know, but it just, the couch smelled a little bit like vom. And I don't know if so. It didn't look like someone threw up on it, but either way, I was just like, we're not sitting on this couch. I'm going to pay like a cleaner to come out and clean the carpet, clean the couch. Paid $500, got everything professionally cleaned. yesterday. And then Kez sends me a picture and goes, "You're going to be so mad." And I was like, "What?" My dad doesn't. I was like, "What?" And the dog, like, rocket shot diarrhea, oh, like green.
She, like, forced me to look at that picture.
I was in it. I was just, oh, it was really bad.
And you guys had to clean it up.
It was really bad.
Oh, and I was like, he does never even diarrhea on our carpet ever. He's never done it in his entire life. And then he does it the day I got it cleaned. So,
you gotta love that.
That's my 2022 diarrhea.
It's off to a good start.
And transgender drag queens that are Down syndrome. Okay. So obviously things also haven't gotten any less weird. Let's talk about the gays, specifically the aliens. Obviously you have familiar with this, a lot of your cousins and stuff.
Hey, don't talk about Sav like that.
Yeah. I still can't believe you guys almost became illegal aliens on purpose.
What?
That's still the weirdest story.
No, that was Sav's idea. She called me and she wanted me to like cross illegally, strap a GoPro to like my forehead, get apprehended by Border Patrol.
It would have been good footage. Okay? No.
It would have been good footage. I'm not going to lie. It would have been.
Every single time you're at the border anyway, like, hey, what are you doing here? Like,
that is true. But we should have done it with Sav. She would have got her 450K check.
I was going to ask if that's why you would do it.
Free flights, first class across America.
Seriously,
no vaccine mandate to come into the country.
That's what I'm saying. You don't have to be vaccinated across the border.
It's pretty sick, dude.
I'm about to do it.
And you get a $650 check from the state of California. Did you guys know that?
Really?
Passing out the state stimuluses and they're giving them to illegals.
Dude, that's sick.
I'm going to announce my citizenship at this time.
I'm about to do it too. I'll do it with you.
Yeah, in California, $650 is almost enough to afford a parking spot in front of the Staples Center. So it's pretty close. We're getting there. That's is it not called the Staples Center anymore, though?
It's the Crypto Center.
Crypto.com Center, right?
Crypto.com.
Okay, well, hey, you moved for 2 years, and are people still pooping on the streets there?
Yes, absolutely. Okay.
The poop is still happening.
That hasn't changed.
The needles, the drug, is the meth tent still happening?
It always gets a lot worse. I'm not even kidding. There's parts of LA that look like worse than Venezuela. I mean, it's
I was in India horrible, for 8 weeks, like in the slums of Mumbai, and that's what LA looks like.
Yeah.
What were you doing there, Megan?
My parents would bring us to third world countries when I was younger, and I think it was to like appreciate the United States.
Do you come from a wealthy family?
They do well.
Okay.
They do well.
They're Jewish.
Oh,
man. That's right. My favorite people. It is. I really like them a lot.
I'm just going to convert to Christianity.
No, yeah. I think it's actually really funny, though, too. Actually, my Jewish family, they're all really wealthy, too.
I'm not really very wealthy.
I know, but you're wealthy in other ways. Like, you have good personality.
Thank you. Aww, that's so nice.
There you go. There you go. See that, guys? I'm not just mean to women.
He's not
I've been nice before, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. I've been nice before. You saw it here. I was nice
that
to
was
a woman.
Nice.
Look at Elijah. It's the new nice year. He's being nicer to women. He's being nicer to us Latinos. I like it. It's a new Elijah. Yeah.
You know, Sav, you don't have any split ends. It's really good. Oh, it's really good. Point out the most important part.
Yeah, thank you so much.
It was really nice. Thank you.
Hey, like trying to be nice to women.
I don't even know what to say.
Oh, I was like, you looked fat yesterday, but you don't today.
Yeah.
You look less bloated.
I'm not one to talk about that kind of stuff. Okay. But I noticed this. Speaking of the aliens, so we now have a new gender. We're now away from genders. We're not doing genders. Apparently now you can be genderless. So now there's no gender, which is now a new gender. And you can identify as trans species, which is an alien, and this is a new thing. So let's go ahead and let's watch this. I want to break this down.
I don't have a gender. I couldn't afford one.
They cost money.
Maybe
now
I'll
apparently
get one for Christmas.
Am I the only one that's hard right now?
What?
Surge is okay, like, I need
Elijah,
to excuse myself.
Elijah, this is why people be wilding type of shit.
What?
This is why people be wilding.
Yeah, you don't see these bad people
yeah,
on the street
yeah
with their eyeballs tattooed talking about having no gender.
Yeah, Elijah,
the
this is
would be on
this is
so
this
fast
is some white people be wilding shit. All right,
get the man an enchilada.
What is that filler in the cheeks?
Yeah, that's, so let's talk about it. Let's
hey,
break it down.
Sav, can you like send me this video later for like just research purposes?
Of course, after yeah hours work. Yeah,
I know, like.
And there's a hole, and is that from a nose ring?
There's just a lot going on.
I just keep the thing that comes to my mind when I see this is what? Bing bong. That's all I think of, like.
Like that TikTok
dude,
video.
I'm just gonna, yeah. I just think it's like my brain broke. So it's like, but this is crazy. So we went from gender to that. There's we went from that. There's what. demi queer. There's agender. There was gender nonconforming. Now there's genderless. So you don't have one.
Yeah, I didn't even know these. All I knew was the non-binary,
which I am,
male,
female, and gender neutral. Isn't it gender fluid? Is it not?
Is that a thing though?
Isn't
gender
it?
Fluid. I just, like, if you're putting your fluids on genders, and you need to rethink yourself.
Okay, so we're not doing that.
Well, Elijah's kind of gender fluid.
He's definitely gender fluid.
I am. In fact, everything. Everything you hear about me is true. If you read it on the internet, it's believe true. It. Yeah. Just believe it. Like, if someone says something about me and it's like, it can seem believable or not, it's 100% true, because everything that people write, specifically on Facebook, is the most reliable source. You should get all your information. Facebook and Wikipedia are usually the most accurate sources.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Am I the only one who really used Wikipedia mostly all of college and got away with it?
Yes.
But then decided there's sources? I can't be the only one in college just like went to the bottom of Wikipedia pages, like took their ideas and then just found the sources for all of my bullshit classes. I was just like, and always got A's. And I was like, so profound.
Oh, I always do that, because they're all at the bottom, the big list. Yeah.
You can't use Wikipedia, but the sources
I would
are
always just try to hire an Asian to do it for me. So shout out to the Asians that got me through.
Do you guys know about this? Sam goes, on behalf of all the people, on behalf of the people.
Oh my gosh.
May you have many rice this Christmas. Yes.
I know, I'm like, y'all are taking all these medications. I'm just eating rice. That's what the Asian community does for our anxiety.
I know, Mexicans have the shoe.
Yeah. No, we have the chancla. The chancla, yeah. Dude.
Is it a flip-flop?
It's a flip-flop, but I don't know what it is. Like, I've said this before. It's just when a Hispanic mom has that chancla, she turns into Tom Brady all of a sudden. So it's a superpower.
Dude, literally, I saw Lizzo squirming on TV today. I've had enough. And this is the first episode of the year. I've had enough. I do.
Oh my God.
Here we go.
Jorge's really enjoying this. Look at his eyes.
Jorge loves it.
His pupils just enlarged.
Also, didn't Lizzo lose weight and then her followers got mad she was losing weight?
I think that also happened with like Adele.
It did.
Yeah, they got mad at her for getting healthy. Like,
yeah.
Did they?
Yes. Yeah. Like she had to turn comments off because she was getting harassed because they're like, you cannot lose weight. That's unhealthy.
We want you to be a fat bitch.
I don't know what accent exhausted. That was.
You know what? I'm just going to tell you, it's true. If you a fat black bitch, you don't need no man. You don't need no man to complete you, right?
That's
you don't need to be completed because you filled out enough yourself. Like you there's no completion. You overshot the mark. Like you were supposed to finish 30 pounds ago, honey. And like that was, you were done.
Dude. Sam is really enjoying this video, huh?
Yeah.
Hey, you guys want to see this other video I found?
Oh.
This
is kind of cute. I like this. Like,
I found this video of Jorge and Elijah. No,
that's me. I'm the furry.
I don't know what they were doing.
I'm the furry.
Me and Elijah
were just shooting some B-roll for the episode.
Kaylin did the lighting. Yeah. Kaylin was really good.
It's really the high quality sheet background for me in this.
He was like, I remember when Kaylin was like, we got to make sure that if we're going to bend you over in your inflated dog suit, that you got the little inflated on. You just gotta like make your inflated dog dick like look good. And I was like, wow, dude, like he cares about his craft.
It looks really good, you guys. This is really, really good.
Is that right?
It took me a long time to get in there, but it's so worth it. So fun.
It seems fun.
Yeah.
That looks like my
guys. If your love life isn't doing well, try this with your significant other.
Get the hose.
If you can't get the Jorge, get the hose.
There you go.
Where do you find this?
The internet. Dark places in Liza's colon. It's like just dark, disgusting places.
I'm like, looked into Elijah's mind at 4 a.m. and this is what I found.
You guys, I just want to let you know, and I promise you guys, this show's going to get like, it's going to progressively probably just like, it's going to end where this show's going to get to a point where we're just all like blow our heads off at the end of the year. Like, I think I'm just to the point where
self-delete.
Like, it's just ends with me.
Start the rapture.
And it's like the final episode. And like, that's the meme.
Except it's still confetti next so that it's not so scary.
Yeah, that's the final pill. It's like, dude.
The final confetti blast.
Do you know that Facebook is deleting posts claiming that Jeffrey Epstein didn't kill himself?
Stop it.
Memes, because they say that it makes light of suicide. Facebook's already been demonetized, so we can say anything on the show.
Well, Facebook's always right.
It's
Lord
true.
Mark
are.
Zuckerberg, yeah.
Dude, I have the amount of suicide help things I've got from Instagram because of the things I post, and I'm like, I'm about to self-delete. They're like, do you need help? And I'm like, actually, yes.
Dude, that's the worst warning when they ask you if you're going to commit suicide on social media. They're like, have you been thinking thoughts about hurting yourself? And you're like, Dude, since I was 13. Like, how they, ever since I saw it on the internet, it's been downhill. Like, it's like TikTok just made it worse. Like, dude, people are like, are you okay? I was like, dude, I have not been okay for like 19 years.
You can't even like say something mean on Twitter, really, because if you try to reply to someone, Twitter does this thing like, are you sure you want to say that? You should think about the person on the other side of the
DMs
screen.
Now. Do you know the DMs?
Oh, yeah.
I messaged this guy, this guest that's coming on. I guess he's controversial. I didn't know. And I go to DM him and it was like, it said, like, made me click a box saying, please make sure you're keeping your messages respectful of like all our community. And I'm like, I'm not talking to your community.
I'm like, dude, I'm just trying to send a dick pic. Yeah.
Like, what's the problem?
Yeah. Bro, I'm just in a doggy dick pic in my inflated suit to a Nazi. Like, this is my normal
what
life.
What is the issue?
Dude, Facebook, just let me kill myself, please.
Can't even do that in peace.
Can I not just write to my friend, I love the Jewish people, like, without having to click through a thing? Like, come on, are they anti-Semitic? I think they're must be anti-Semitic.
They're anti-Semitic. Oh, my God. Come on. We're done using Facebook now.
Yeah, what if a Nazi wanted to kill themselves? You're not going to let him? You're going to warn them? That's a good thing. I'm on Instagram. Would you guys warn a Nazi? Because you know, that's what they care about the most, is deleting Nazis from the world.
Are we allowed to kill ourselves in the metaverse?
Dude, we're sexually harassing each other in the metaverse already.
Yeah.
There's already articles about stopping sexual harassment in the metaverse. Because someone's like,
there's a need for metaverse lawyers already?
Yeah, and I'm going to say this. I just want to say this here. If that happens, do you know how many times I've been killed digitally? So I'm going to start lawsuits against murderers. Because apparently if what happens in the metaverse is real, then I've been murdered before.
I don't know. I need to get into the metaverse.
Is this real? They really are.
Yes.
A woman was groped, Megan. It was a very serious thing.
Sorry,
her digital ass was digitally grabbed.
Sorry, guys. I was just trying to get laid in the metaverse, but it seems like I can't get laid in real life or the metaverse.
You just see him over there with goggles on, like one of those little discs from Olive Garden that vibrate when they're ready.
Stop.
I never thought of that.
You were supposed to leave that at Olive Garden. What did you use that for?
You literally just gave Sav her next thing now, bro. Now, watch. After the show, she's like, hey, you guys want to, like, get some lunch at Olive Garden? Yeah. Like,
you left with the buzzer and some breadsticks. Yeah. What are you doing here?
Like, Sav, why are you taking the buzzer to the bathroom? Like,
stop. Oh. They just show up to your table.
Can I have a buzzer and some olive oil to go?
It's just Jorge in the VR goggles. Just like.
Yeah.
Give him a private booth. I gotta watch.
Put me in the back.
See him with Liza, you know, dancing on his phone.
It's like, send me in the back and send me a couple of those breadsticks as well.
Can you bake them so they're just kind of crunchy and they'll snap?
Yeah.
All right. Speaking of.
This is sponsored by Olive Garden.
Can you go to Olive Garden and film yourself asking for just olive oil and a buzzer, please, to go? Please.
If you actually go to Olive Garden for the food, you deserve prison time. I support that.
Wait. Obsessed with Olive Garden.
That's why. Like, you know what they said? There's a say at Olive Garden. When, like, okay, so you know when they say, like, happy birthday, I say happy, you say birthday, right? So happy.
Birthday.
And then, like, you know, when I say oil, I say oil, you say.
Vey.
No.
What?
Oil.
Oh, oil.
So I say, you say, oil.
It's just one syllable. Oil. Yeah. Oil.
So vinegar, I say vin, you say.
Oh, stop!
Okay, got her.
Got her.
Gotcha.
Got her. You're canceled.
You're canceled.
You just got canceled.
You lost your career.
It's fine. I've just got canceled. I wanted to be canceled.
We're going to have to bleep that, actually. But
now, Elijah, this is a great service. This is a great service. She could be a stay-at-home mom now.
I don't want to.
Yeah, hey, making women stay home involuntarily. You're welcome. Anyway, on that note, guys, just so you know, the world is crazy. We have all this insanity going on. Inflation is out of control. I don't know what's happening. I can't control that, but what you can control is how you invest your money, which is why I got to tell you about Birch Gold. Now, thanks to a little known section of the IRS tax code, you can legally move your IRA or 401k into precious metals with no tax implications or penalties. To get started on protecting your savings with gold in a tax sheltered account, request a free info kit from Birch Gold, which will tell you how to actually invest in something that is physical, not just blockchain, but something that you can keep, that you can use, and hopefully that can actually save you for whatever doom is actually coming our way, because it is getting crazy. Text the word offensive, that's OFFENSIVE, to 989-898. That's offensive, OFFENSIVE, to 989-898. This comprehensive 20-page kit reveals how gold and silver can protect your savings and how you can move your IRA or 401k out of volatile stocks and bonds and into precious metals IRA. There's zero cost, zero obligation to request this info. So why wait? Learn how to actually get the gold that you need. Text OFFENSIVE to the number 989-898. Again, request this free info kit. Free. It doesn't cost anything. Get the info kit. Find out if you want to invest in gold by texting OFFENSIVE to 989-898. That's honestly not bad. I think people should diversify their portfolios. We should have a lot of different things. I feel like we should have crypto.
I started to buy some silver and gold. Making Corey buy silver and gold.
Yeah, I was going to say. Yeah. I don't know.
What?
Because you make 77 cents and he makes a dollar. So I understand the wage gap.
That's why.
I've been crying about that for years. I've been really upset. I really want women to be wild, loose, and have tons of money.
You were crying about that last night.
I was.
Hard.
I was crying. And we were like, where's Jorge? And then like we all got quiet and we just
he went gone to Olive Garden.
Yeah. He, that's why there was salad left over in the fridge. Nobody bother him. Sorry. No, but they do vibrate really. You know, like, and you're like, whoa, dude. Like, yeah. You know, like when you like you slide it into your pocket just so like, but you're like, why is it in your pocket? Nothing. And you're like, oh.
Am I getting exposed
ready.
Right now?
Yeah.
Yes.
Our table's ready. Dude, don't put that in your back pocket. It's a true thing. Why do they buzz like that? They're just like, dude, this is really crazy. And they go so far. I like, you ever walked like a store far away and it goes off? It's pretty crazy.
It's annoying because they keep, well, I mean, annoying or not annoying, depending who you are, you probably like it. But
like, it's just, for me, it's annoying that like, I just wish it kind of buzzed longer.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. He likes it longer. Gosh. So
I do want to say though, that as we move into the new year, that people are actually taking, by the way, so you guys know, 2022 and slightly offensive is the year of accelerationism. It's just where we start encouraging the bad things in the world and telling people to go harder. Like, so right here, we see this woman who's not taking enough precaution. She's not. She should suffocate her oxygen supply more. I think she should have a hose that sucks oxygen out of the bag.
Like a vacuum, I mean? Yeah.
Yeah, that sucks oxygen out of the bag so that she's like airtight. You know what I mean? She should walk around. She should get into a dog latex blow-up suit and then suck the air out reversed.
I love how she still put the umbrella.
Where is this?
This is from Libs.
I'm
going to
say it again.
I don't know.
Elijah, this is just why are white people wilding like this?
I know.
This is real life bubble boy. Like if you're going to do 100%. This, just do the bubble boy. Do you know, get the arms in there and
I do think
make it fun.
White people have been the worst with COVID. Yeah. I will say.
White liberals, yeah. Dude.
White liberals. It's always.
Didn't everyone
liberals.
Just say Israel?
Oh, here we go.
No, I meant like, has Israel been the worst? They're not technically white, but they've been like, I think they've been the worst. And I also think France has been pretty bad.
Yes.
Israel and France.
Austria.
The Netherlands.
The Netherlands just had a big protest where the police were beating up the protesters and like unleashed the dogs. It's like, oh, that's great. You guys didn't even
Australia,
say,
Australia.
Can't
yeah.
even stay 6 feet away. But
no, Israel's been really bad.
My favorite thing, Elijah, is the Australia local media. You know, right. If you watch the local media, they're so serious. They go, today we had breakout cases. And they're like, we had, and you expect
is
like,
an Australian accent?
I hope so. you're expecting like to hear like 1,000 cases. And they're like, we had 3 cases of breakout. I'm like, oh my God. And they're like, we just had 3 fugitives escape the camps. I'm like, oh my God. So
it's like, so I was listening on Australian media and like, bing dao, what do you go in? You're like, oh, that was Australian? Yeah, yeah. You don't think other races live in Australia?
Yeah,
what, do
true.
You have to be white to be Australian? Yeah, you do actually. But anyway, that's like, it's actually the truth. It's actually the truth. Like a lot of the people there are like recent immigrants and stuff. And, you know, they're very based on their immigration policies though. Like they know.
They're like, very, isn't it like everyone is white in Australia, right?
Yeah, but who knew yeah. that? Who, yeah, literally.
Yeah.
And like they let the Sudanese in to like in Melbourne, and it's like the Aboriginals and the Sudanese not chill. Like they're not doing good for the communities. So the Aboriginals just like kind of created their own like separate world, or I should say Australians created it for them. And like they like over here, then they put all their immigrants that come in illegally, the aliens on an island, a prison, and just leave them there until their like country will like take them back. And then when people do come, like Asians come, there's like a lot, there's a good amount of Asians visiting. They die in the ocean and like they're always dying. All the Chinese people, because they're unaware of their surroundings. Have you seen them on the road?
I've seen that. What's a weird thing is I actually have family members that live in Australia, because in the 80s when El Salvador was in the Civil War, Australia actually opened up their arms. So I got my family members living in the lockdown
like,
country
APJ,
of
APJ, just gotta swim faster.
sure who said anything about that. But hey, no, really,
riding a shark's fin because
we need to hire
meat.
Like no, like, we need to hire a Mexican. No, Elijah, for real, we need to hire a Mexican human smuggler to go to Australia and smuggle Australians through the southern border and get him over here, man.
That's I've been saying that we should smuggle them out.
Real true. We should.
Can you take a plane over there and just throw them in and get them out?
Yeah.
No, I can't.
Come on, Elijah. Let's take a slightly offensive private plane over.
Dude, just it's $270,000. I've already priced it. I have the price. It's $270,000.
You
just
got
to
it.
Get 8 people out of there.
8? That's it?
Yeah. I think $6 and $2.
You can help out with that, right, Megan? Your family, you know.
Dude, there's like very few planes that can make that. Do you know how far that is?
My
there's
parents won't even pay my rent.
How old are you?
I was going to say, I was like, girl, wait, what?
Weren't you just complaining to me the other day about how the fact that you like your parents aren't paying for your phone anymore? I was like, aren't you? Like,
yeah, I'm 32. Yeah, I was like,
what? Your parents? That's, no. Dude, unfortunately, I grew up around Mexicans, so I got like the cheap like culture.
Yo, he had a track phone. Yeah, yeah. He was out here with the pay phone.
And I was like, what is that? Is that an animal? Like, no, it's my Cricket mobile.
I still don't even have a phone. I always have to borrow your guys' phones, though.
Yeah.
That's true.
I'm struggling, guys.
I didn't get a phone until I was like 16.
I still have the most like cracked phone.
I got a dildo before I got a phone, so.
Really?
I'm not going there.
Oh, now
we're not going there, huh, Elijah? Okay, yeah.
We can go there tonight. You can go where. We're never going there. Yeah. It should never go somewhere. That's all I'm going to say.
All right.
Okay. Let's move on. Okay, so we also, speaking of, I don't know what this is, with the people liking to be dogs, but we still have people dressing up in dog suits, and they're not just, they're crawling around, I think, New York City.
These are the furries, right?
Okay, actually, funny thing about this video is it already got deleted off the face of the earth on Twitter, so I couldn't pull the rubber-suited dog man harassing a husky.
Dang it.
Oh, I wonder why Twitter deleted it. Why did Twitter delete it?
I don't know. I think, you know what I've been seeing lately is I think with libs of TikTok, that the people who are in the videos are like, OMG, like, please stop making fun of me, and then they get the video deleted.
Right. Through a copyright. That's true.
Okay, well, we have more effed up stuff to cover today. Someone told me, like, on your show, can you just one day, like, start telling a good, like, something positive in the world? And it's like, yeah, I don't know, HIV's rates have gone down, I think.
Yeah.
Hey, there you go. I did it.
And
we
the
said
flu
a positive
doesn't
thing.
Exist.
The flu doesn't exist. Oh, and the common cold has a name. Omicron.
Oh, yeah.
And now
there's
Flurona.
Yeah, there's Flurona, the flu-corona mixture.
Yep.
Can we just get a little confetti and I'll just like, we did it, guys. We did good. We helped encourage you in this world. I don't get it either. Okay, we also have this terrifying song of encouraging kids to get vaxxed. Let's go ahead and let's watch this.
Oh, no.
Why should we kids get vaccinated when it's available? Well, this...
Oh, we're going to get it soon, and then we can play.
She's 40.
Jesus Christ.
We will get to play together when it's done. The shot. We will get to play together when it's done. The shot. We will get to play together. We will get to play together. We will get to play together when it's done. The shot.
Jesus.
Ooh, somebody's going to get shot. I don't know.
That's really...
Somebody deserves to get shot.
That's like, really scary.
Yeah.
Straight
that's
to
out
jail.
Of like a horror movie.
Straight to jail. Straight to the gulag jail. For her.
Yeah.
That's out of a horror movie.
Stand against a wall, please.
She looks for, like...
While you wait to use your green card to go to McDonald's, obviously, I'm referring to.
I mean, I can't believe these people exist, but...
She also looks not okay. If you look at her eyes, like, that she's not...
Oh, my gosh.
She's not okay. She's like on
Jorge, smash or pass.
Oh, it's still a smash or me.
I'm like,
gross.
Jorge, I'll just take the olive
garden. Dude, you don't know, man.
Olive garden.
Hey, as long as you look for me,
olive oil.
Look for me, I got low expectations. As long as you can walk, that's pretty much good for me. So,
girl in a wheelchair rolls by. Oh, yeah. He still would.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I know. Sober, too. I don't even need alcohol. So,
there you go.
Yeah, I'm ready to party.
Dude, I've seen some things with disabled people on TikTok that I can't repeat probably on the internet.
No, don't
TikTok, it really has crazy things.
I saw there's this one person I started kind of following, which is like not okay. I don't even know if I'm going to say it. Okay. So she's like a cripple that has like very shrinky little like stick legs.
Gosh.
but she's like kind of like a whore.
Stop.
And like, wait, did you say she's a whore?
Like, and like takes like, but I just can't get over. Okay, I'm just really messed up. But like, I find this stuff really funny. Like, she'll make videos. It'll be like, she'll point up, and it's like people ask me like how I do the thing, because on TikTok you can't like use the words.
Oh, right, right. So you do
like,
the point.
They do segs, like S-E-G-G-S, oh, yeah. And it's like, ask me how I, and it's like they use a computer voice, so it's even worse, even though she doesn't have a computer voice. Like, ask me how I have sex, and you're like, I wasn't thinking about this, but and then like it just like cuts, and she's like laying on a, you just see like her torso, and you just like see her hands grab her little legs and go and like fold them over her neck, and these little like sticks hanging over, and I went, ah, I was like, oh my gosh. You gotta stick the pencil between the pencils, and I was just like, "This is too much." And I was like, "I really," and then I go to the page, and I was like, "Is this a sex account for like crippled people? Like, this is next level. Like, I want to know about this. This is stuff I want to know about. I don't know about this stuff, and I don't know how that account's not deleted."
Good for her. I'm happy for her.
Yeah,
yes, queen. Yes, queen.
Girl boss. This is the year of acceleration.
Yeah, girl boss. She's a girl boss.
All cripples should have OnlyFans.
Elijah, can you send me their username for like research purposes?
Can I just look at this?
Kaylin was telling us about this trend on TikTok where it's like people want to be eaten. They want to like live in someone's body.
Oh, I don't. Where are we going with this?
Okay, that's it. That was it.
Okay, I thought you were saying something else.
No, no. Like they want to be like digested.
Elijah was getting excited. Elijah was getting excited. Like, whoa. He's like, oh.
I'm sweating. Dude, I'm like, oh man.
Dude, Megan, as soon as you started talking about it, you could see Elijah. He just like lights up.
Yeah, no,
it's like,
he
whoa,
got really
dude.
Over.
Yeah.
Are you okay?
Yeah, you're right, dude.
He's not okay.
Okay, here's can I say this all again? Let me go to this real fast. Also, too, like speaking of the year of acceleration, I'm really excited about this. So climate change apparently is speeding up, which is great.
Yes.
You know, they said the world's going to end, and I'm like, okay, it can't happen long enough. But what's been happening is people write things on Twitter like this. If you go to my page, they'll be like, this is what DC looks like if the world continues on its current trajectory of greenhouse gas emissions.
That looks pretty big. Yeah. Looks sick.
That's like pretty cool.
I like it.
And so
the good thing with DC is the more water, the less homeless encampments. So yeah, this would be good for good for DC.
My first question was, DC is going to become Minecraft? Like,
yeah. That's the metaverse, dude.
Yeah, DC is going to become a simulation. Okay. But I just said, yay, free water park. Woo, yay. Like, that's always my top thing. Is like, whenever anyone's like, the world's going to end, I'm like, oh, cool. The sun looks beautiful. You're like, this is what happens if the sun exploded, you know? And you're like, ooh, fun, free show. You know, like, it's just
the
like
the best thing to realize is when you tweet something simple like that, how mad people get on Twitter. And they like, oh my God, look at this guy, Elijah. This is not a joke. It's like,
yeah, like,
I love trolling. Like
did we read on this show? I think that we read on the other show. One of these shows about the gay website. I blocked all the hate websites that track anti-Semitism and hate so that they can't like write stuff about me anymore. But then like now these like Queerty and Pink News keep writing articles. Like if I say anything, just like I literally, you got to read the articles. They're so good. Like I'll just be like, oh man, they turned Christmas gay. And the article's written like, Elijah seething in his room with hatred for homosexuals. You cannot have anything good. And everybody knew Christmas has always been very gay. And he just can't admit it. And you're reading like, dude, you guys are mentally retarded. Like,
I don't even
genuinely
know,
retarded.
Elijah is a homosexual.
Yeah,
so why,
I am.
He has no hate.
Exactly.
Yeah, he can't
I literally
hate them.
Am.
He literally is.
I'm a homosexual Jew.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Get some confetti. Yay, everybody. Woo! Smart.
I'm coming out. I'm part of the tribe and I am gay.
Stop it.
I think it was Peak News too. They put out like an article last month, and it was like, Republicans don't want your kids going to drag shows. And I'm like, this is not the own you think it is.
Elijah Schaefer thought that transgender nutcracker was just absolutely crazy. I'm like, I didn't think that at all. I wasn't thinking that about the nutcracker. And I even said in that post, I want to remind people that it is sus. Anyone whose job it is to put nuts in their mouth for a job is already sus. But I'm just saying they got to control. And so I have the top comment here on this. If you go to this, I just put like, looks fun, love pool parties. And that gets the most vote. People are sick of the shit. They're absolutely done with it. They're literally done with this. I also want to just go over one more video here of what Sav wrote as retarded teacher wants kids to gender her correctly. Let's go ahead and let's watch that.
Oh,
I have a question for other genderqueer educators. I am just finishing up my teaching degree, and I was wondering how you all respond when students or parents misgender you in a way that doesn't turn into a power struggle. Because when I've had students misgender me so far, I don't know how to respond. And usually when I correct them, they just ignore it.
Dude, she or he or whatever needs the damn chancla, bro.
Slap her with a belt. Do you ever want to hit these people? I do.
I just want to like
hit them with a load of love and forgiveness from Christ.
There it is.
That was nice.
I know. That was nice. All right, we got more confetti coming for that one. That was a good one. Celebrating.
That was really good. I
kind of look like Caitlin.
Also, is that a man or a woman?
Can we get that back on the screen? I genuinely don't know. That's a woman.
It's a woman?
Dude, Rachel Amato's looking rough after we began.
Yeah, that's Rachel Amato. Yeah, yeah.
It's freaking Michael Knowles. Michael Knowles, you got to get a better TikTok. TikToking.
Michael Knowles.
So you hear when he's off Daily Wire, he's concerned about people misgendering him. I swear, dude. Dude, Michael Knowles, we're bound to like have these kids. Like anyone who does this, if there's any sort of balance in the world, I just know one of my kids is going to be like retarded like that. And I'm going to beat him up. Like, I'm just going to beat him until he's not.
Is that what you do? What do you do?
Yeah. You have to like beat your kids. You have to kill them. No, I'm just kidding.
It's totally joking.
No, I just meant like, I don't know what you would do. I haven't had kids yet, but like if my kid was like starting to grow up and like act like a liberal and stuff like that, you obviously would number one pray for them. Like you would start, that was where you would start and ask for God, you know, like Lilith Elijah to bring down fire and smite them. I'm just kidding. No, but you would pray for them and then you would probably like try to ask if they were molested.
That's the natural progression of how that goes. I pray to get electroshock therapy.
I think that most of these people were molested usually.
Well, that's where a lot of the trauma comes.
Like, you try to be a liberal.
I wasn't molested, but my parents would just like, I wasn't, but I...
Just to clarify to everyone.
Megan was not molested, but I think I was, I tried to be a liberal and I would just get into these horrible fights. I think my parents probably wanted to kill me. They probably wanted to kill me.
Okay. Elijah would have supported that song.
Yeah.
I'm going to call them right now. Are you not brave? My inbox right now. You're not man enough to kill someone on your set. Why didn't you kill your kids?
It phases out.
Based Pharaoh in the Bible. Just kill them all. You're like, dude. No, at least today we just do it a little bit slower. Just inject people. It's true. No, but I'm saying like with being a liberal, it's like I guess if my kid was going that direction, I guess everyone has, like, I always tell people this too. I was never liberal. I just like naturally, I think when you're a teenager, you fight authority. This is what I understand about the kids being liberal today is like, and like, I always thought like, I was even, you know, you want to be different when you're a teenager. And it's like, I was against authority. And what happened to that? Where it was like, when you were in high school, you didn't want to submit to authority. And now it's like, they dog on each other if they don't submit to
it. Totally switched. Yeah, like it's ridiculous. Yeah, makes no sense.
I was in middle school, you know, you listening to like Rage Against the Machine and, you know, you're raging against the system. And then now Rage Against the Machine, just like these new liberals of today are for the machine. So it's, you know, when, like you said, Elijah, like when we were younger, it was cool to be like rebellious and like sneak out and whatever. Your parents told you not to get a piercing, you do it anyway. But now these kids, you know, they're for the system and the machine now. So they march to the beat of the drum of authority.
I don't think they realize they switch though. Like that's how unaware they are.
No, and I was gonna say as we head out here, this is just it almost made it on the show. We almost talked about this for a while, but just to remind you guys that the world we live in, a pedophile 60 years old who identifies as a female is jailed for 20 months after having cocaine fueled sex with a dog.
Stop.
Is that dog okay? Start a video of this. Is the dog okay?
Is the dog okay?
Oh my gosh. Literally. Dude, I hope my next bottle of clown pills is accidentally laced with fentanyl because I need to stop this stuff. I need to go meet George in heaven, you know? Like, I gotta get out of here.
Oh my God. What else could you say? Crazy
saint.
World.
He's a saint. He's a saint.
Yeah.
Everybody knows George Floyd like is just a saint. He's literally we should memorialize him as many places as possible.
I have an altar of him.
What? You have an altar of George? Floydology is what it's called. I cannot tell you how funny the world is. Like when you unplug, guys, and to remind you that once you unplug from the world and you just learn to laugh at things and have a good time and have a sense of humor, you'll always have a lot of fun. I'm actually really excited about, and I'm gonna tell you guys this, so many people message me and they have like, this show's not a political show, even though it's like on a, like a conservative network. And it's definitely not a conservative show. People are always like, it's not very conservative. I go, did you know, how many episodes did it take you to notice that this show is like with a lot of screwed up people? Like, did you watch 4 minutes of one episode and you got
my favorite?
Like, did you never see the show before? Because this is yeah. And when also, and also I like it too. And like, you know, this is just not really appropriate for my kids. I'm like, it's not. You shouldn't. I hope they're not watching this.
No, my favorite thing, Elijah, is the comments are always like, "Hey, you said this," and like I was kind of offended. I'm like, "Well, did you read the title?"
It's literally
show?
Called. Yeah, yeah.
Like, I just really don't like it when you do this. And I'm like, well, I mean, you could lose a few pounds. We have all opinions that we shouldn't voice. Yeah. Like, you know, like I don't know. Like, it's just good to no. But I'm saying, like, I'm really happy because I've been noticing in whatever algorithms or whatever videos trend, the videos that we're starting to trend with are like outside of the political sphere. Like, we're getting recommended after a lot of comedians and people, and I'm like very happy about this because it's like the way that it's getting tied in with a different network of channel types is making me very happy because this was never meant to be a news channel. It was just the Blacks were wild in 2020, so I had to film them doing crazy shit. Like, it was they were. I was like, bro, I know they were gonna lie about this, we got to show them stuff. But then it was like, let's go back to laughing at people. Like, and also the liberals were retarded, and so we make yeah. fun of them. Sav knows that. Like, she's I was like, why don't we just go back to activism and like trolling people.
True. Like, 2022, let's go, election year. Yeah.
It's going to get, we're going to accelerate. Show, things are going to get so crazy on the show the next year. Like, it's so insane.
Are you guys going to activist a lot this year? Activate?
We're just expanding. So we're going to allow us to do certain things that we've been wanting to do. And we're going to just be like, this is, I don't understand it. I'm not going to say much on the air, but it's like, I don't know how I get away with half the stuff I get away with, to be completely honest on air. I have no idea right now. It's shocking. I may be gone tomorrow. But anyway, where can people find you, Megan? How can they follow you if they'd want to keep up with you and your comedy and stuff?
You could just type in Megan Nager, N-A-G-E-R. G is like a J. It's Megan Nager Comedy.
If you spell it wrong, the SPLC is going to show up at your door.
Yeah.
It's true, though. I'm so sorry. Like, it does happen. Yeah. But Megan Nager Comedy, I have a podcast on Spotify called Popspiracy, where we talk about nice. Pop culture conspiracy theory. So every Monday, 11 p.m. Eastern time.
Yeah, it's really amazing. And?
And for me, you can find me two places is Twitter at Ventura Report, where we're breaking real-time news on the front lines, doing a lot of border coverage, working on documentaries. And Instagram is Jorge Ventura TV. And we also just released a new documentary where we spent a month on the ground in Virginia documenting the parent-led rebellion against the school boards and CRT education that eventually led to Republican governor's victory of Glenn Youngkin. That should be in the description, Sav. So if you guys want to check it out, it's there on the website. It'll be Unwoke Doc USA.
Awesome. And you can follow Savannah and I in the description wherever you can follow people. You can also follow her podcast, Rapid Fire, which, by the way, Sav, I just heard your show got deleted again.
Yeah.
What happened? Why'd you get deleted?
My first show. Don't say exactly.
I don't want to get this deleted. But why'd you get deleted?
I talked about things you're not supposed to talk about on YouTube.
So
my first
I told the gospel. Dude, 2022 is going to be like, I got a strike for telling the gospel. Literally. It's like, I told someone I can go to heaven and I got deleted.
They're going to tune into the channel and be like, oh, you're a white man, deleted.
Yeah,
literally.
It's true.
Sorry, I can't be white.
I'd be better off.
You can identify something else, though.
Dude, somebody asked me, like, when you get kicked off Twitter, like, are you going to be sad? I'm like, I'll probably be a better person. Like, when, if they deleted everything, I'd probably just be a better person. And like, I have really friends. Do you know my friends? Like, well, we all do. We'll make so much money in other fields. I can make more money doing a lot of other things, but this is way too freaking fun. And I'm sorry, Sav, that happened to you. But as you know, YouTube is run by the most evil among us. It really is.
Is it the Jews?
Oh no, I wasn't referring. I was referring to tech gods.
For the Jews.
It is, but that's not what I was referring to. No, I wasn't referring to that.
The Jews.
No, the CEO is Jewish. I don't care about that. I don't care.
I mean, yeah, maybe they're all Jewish, but
no,
like.
No. You're bad. Where's that waiting vibrator? Feeling spicy. No, I meant tech gods. The people that run tech companies are the worst among us. And they're like, probably half of them are named Siraj, you know? So it's like. But no, I'm just saying it's true, right? Aren't the tech companies the worst people? I think they are.
Yes, no,
yes,
they are.
Yes.
And I was not referring to.
I'm just kidding. If you do get kicked off, though, you could refer to yourself identify as a Jewish woman, black yeah. woman.
I am.
She's giving you the pass. She's giving you the pass.
Literally, if you've read that before, it's true. So it's true. All right, let's read it. Okay, remember, if you guys make it this far in the podcast, It is free and doesn't cost you anything to leave a review. And it helps us out so much as we are demonetized everywhere. Who knows why? When you watch the content on the show, you're like, why would that show not qualify for monetization on the internet? I don't know. It always confuses me every single day. But if you can leave a review, it really helps us out so much. I need to take a sip of water.
And before you read this first review, I just want to say that
Caitlin
picked this one.
Where's Caitlin? Why was Caitlin not in the shot? Where is he? Put your face in the shot.
Caitlin. Wow. Look at that handsome son of a bitch.
Beautiful.
It's my cousin Vinny.
Free, it doesn't cost you anything. Let's read the reviews. We got one from David Clark that said, Clown World explained. Listening to the show is a breath of fresh air. Elijah is not only against fat people, but he is also becoming fat himself. It's great. That's so good. That is so good. Thank you.
Do we concur?
Yes. Yes. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Classic. Good review, Dave the Clark.
Thank you.
Happy 2022.
Thank you very much. It's called getting swole. Actually, do you know, when do I need to start cutting? Is it like May?
You're not fat.
That's what I meant. But I meant like, when do you actually cut usually for the summer? Like probably May, right? 2 months?
Maybe start in April.
Hey, start in August. Start in August. Just bulk forever. Hey, just start in August and just be like,
summer's
just be
already
like
over.
Benching 485 pounds. Be like, I just still got to get ready, man.
The power lifters are like really fat, but really strong.
We have to all get really fit for the annual Vegas trip. Everyone's got to be.
I'm
like,
in the gym.
Yeah, we got to look good. All right, we have another one.
I'm gonna get so fat.
Suburban Redneck said the N word. No, okay, but it says it's just the N word. And it's like put it on the screen. Never knew I needed. I'm very new to the show, but already hooked. This really is the best worst show that I didn't know I needed. Elijah's ability to make his audience laugh at the horrific topics. It's always so sad to read these. He covers is truly a gift. He also wears his Christian faith on his sleeve quite naturally. Working. It's like, I always tell people that. It's like, I'm not a great example of a Christian, but God, you can't deny God's real and it's Christ. Like, I just, it's true. Okay. So it's like, it's an objective thing. It's true. Working with atheist communists, the show has been added to the others like Crowder Issues, etc. The table talk radio that get me through the work days without losing my mind. Thank God for the show. We love you too. Anyway, you can do that. You can also sign up at blazetv.com/Elijah where you can get all of this stuff. And if we ever get taken off the air, we'll still be there. And you get $10 off. You can join. Make sure you follow our guests. Oh, that was a long one. For Slightly Offensive, the best worst show on Blaze TV. My name's Elijah Schaefer, your top 17 host. Have a good rest of the evening, and may God bless the United States of America. I'm signing out.